This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحان الله, one third of Ramadan has finished in Mecca, and in fact we've done 11 fasts, and tonight was the 12th night of Taraweeh. And one of the things that a lot of people they talk about is that they look at people who are, you know, they come to the masjid in the month of Ramadan, or they come to the, you know, to, they're fasting, they're reading lots of Quran, they're maybe in the front rows, they're giving lots of charity, and then after Ramadan they might disappear. Or before Ramadan nobody knew who they were, they never saw them in the masjid. But brothers and sisters, what I would say is don't criticize these people by calling them Ramadan Muslims or people that just come for Ramadan. Subhanallah, Ramadan is meant to be a month of change. Ramadan is meant to be a process that a person goes through and he comes out the other end as a better person. So if a person is struggling in this beautiful month of Ramadan, when the devils, when the shayateen are chained up, when the, you know, gates of paradise are open and the gates of mercy are open, Allah's mercy, and also the gates of hellfire are closed. If a person is struggling and he's trying to better himself in this beautiful month, then encourage him. Don't put him off. Don't tell him that, you know, don't tell him that, oh, you're a Ramadan Muslim and whatnot. But rather encourage him. Encourage these brothers and sisters. They are our brothers in Islam. They have weaknesses just like we have weaknesses. We should never think to ourselves, oh mashallah, I go to the masjid all the time, I have a beard, I wear the niqab. Hopefully not at the same time. But we should never think to ourselves that, you know, that we're better than other people. Perhaps a person might do a good deed, just one good deed, and because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of his sins. Or what, maybe a person who might be praying 5 times a day, or a person who might be doing all of the various other good deeds, generally speaking, throughout the year, but because of this bit of pride in this person's heart, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. So, you know, brothers and sisters, remember this month is a month of change. It's a month of change for ourselves. It's a month of change for our families, our friends. Let us all help each other. We all have weaknesses. We all have weaknesses, every single one of us. My weaknesses are not the same as your weaknesses. Your weaknesses are not the same as the other person next to you's weakness. So, you know, let us all help each other. Let's encourage each other. Let's not put other people down, you know. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are, you know, really use this month to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.